Newsmakers making a difference in our community. Join our own Logan Bajet right now, live in studio. It's time for Coffee Time here on KJDY, brought to you by Ed Staub & Sons.
Yeah, you're tuned in to Coffee Time, and on the episode this morning, we have Tammy Blessing with Department of Human Services. Tammy, you're the Resource Family Recruitment and Retention Champion. Did I get that right?
You got that right.
All right, well, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming on the show here. Now, of course, May is National Foster Care Month, and I'm glad to have you on talking about foster care, not only in Oregon, but here locally in Grant County. So welcome. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here today.
Absolutely. And so looking at foster care, maybe I guess as a whole, do you have statistics for Oregon as a whole? How many kids do we have in foster care?
We have a decreasing number of kids in foster care in Oregon, which is a wonderful thing. We actually have fewer children needing care than we have had in probably 15 or more years in the state. Mm-hmm. But we are still in need of resource homes for those children when they do need a safe place to be. In Grant County, you have very few kids in foster care right now. There are 12 children experiencing care, and we have 11 certified families in Grant County to care for those children at the moment.
I see. So definitely there's room for more. If someone wants to step up and go through the process of becoming a foster family, do they just need to contact the DHS office and you can get them set up?
That is one way to go about it. We have a partner with the state of Oregon called Every Child, who is our partner in recruitment and retention efforts. And we have been encouraging families that have any interest in fostering to get online and check out their website at everychildoregon.org. They have a place on their site that's all about foster care, and families can fill out a brief form that expresses their interest, and then what happens is that form eventually comes to me where I can reach out directly. If that is too much to recall for folks, they absolutely can reach out directly to the Department of Human Services right there in John Day and express an interest in fostering, and we will get connected with them.
I got you. Okay, well, that makes it pretty easy with the online resource there, because a lot of times folks just have a few minutes. They can just jump on their phone or their computer and check things out and get an idea for it all. So thank you for mentioning that.
Yes. We also have a 1-800 number, which is 1-800-331-0503. And so if you just have your phone handy, that's one more place to call, and they will link you back up, and that inquiry will come to me as well.
Excellent. Okay. Well, good. Well, thank you for putting that out there. Now, you mentioned that I guess within the last 15 years, numbers have been decreasing regarding children in care. Has that been a gradual decrease, or was it something that happened all at once?
It's been a gradual decrease, but right now with the Department of Human Services, there are significant efforts to really work with families to retain children in their own homes whenever possible. If it is safe for kids to be at home with additional supports and services in place, that's really the goal that the department has. Mm. We are trying to support birth families more than ever so that kids can remain at home. And so when kids do come into foster care, we're always looking to relatives or to other people that the children may know and already have in their lives to try to provide that care for them. Our last kind of effort is to place kids with what we call general applicant resource homes. And those are families that have a heart for kids, want to be supportive and helpful, and come forward with the ask to become certified so that if we don't have a relative or someone that knows the child already, that we have families that are prepared and ready to take them into their homes.
Excellent. Okay, well, thank you for explaining that process. And I'm sure, you know, like you said before, there's probably plenty of room for those families like the that you just described.
There really are. We have a shortage of families, particularly for teens, and families that are able to provide care for more than one child at a time. So if we have a sibling group that needs a family, we really want to try to keep them all together in one home. Sometimes it's hard to find families that maybe have the physical space for that or feel like they can manage more than one additional child in their home. So recruiting for families that can care for siblings, families that can parent teens, and families that can be affirming for youth or children who identify as LGBTQ is also another area of need that we have right now.
Sure. Yeah, I could see a lot of considerations that would go into placing a child into a situation. So interesting.
Yeah, we are really trying to have enough families that are certified, trained, and ready to go that we can do what we call good placement matching. So if we have a family that feels like they are best suited to care for really young children, maybe infants, then we want to be able to preserve that family to just care for the age range or, you know, developmental needs of kids that they feel well equipped to care for. So when we have a variety of families that are certified, then we can do much better placement matching and not end up, you know, placing maybe older children with families that feel like they're better equipped for young children, or placing infants with families who really came forward feeling like they were maybe a better match for school age or teenagers. So when we have a variety of homes, it allows us to do much better placement matching.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. That makes sense. Well, thank you for explaining that, Tammy, here, and just for calling in and talking with me during our National Foster Care Month. We do need to take a short break for our sponsors, and we're going to be back in a couple of minutes with Tammy Blessing with Department of Human Services. You're tuned into Coffee Time.
Don't touch that dial. Coffee Time will be right back.
Want a tankless water heater? Schedule a site check and bid at Ed Stobbinson's now and save big. Dustin here. For a limited time, purchase a Rinnai tankless water heater and get a rebate of up to $100 from Rinnai, a matching rebate from Ed Stobbinson's, plus 100 gallons of propane free. Yep, free. Call Ed Stobbinson's, 575-0804. For up to $200 off Rinnai tankless water heater, plus 100 gallons of propane free. Similar rebates on Rinnai infrared heaters and direct vent wall furnaces too. Ed Stobbinson's, 575-0804.
The City of John Day has openings and wants you. Right now, there is an opening on the Planning Commission and three openings on the Budget Committee. Applications are available at City Hall or on the City website under Forms and Permits. The City of John Day is looking to fill these positions, and they want you to get active with what's happening in the City of John Day. Find an application today for all city openings at cityofjohnday.com and click the Forms and Permits button at the bottom of the page, or call 575-0028 for more information.
Are you ready for a new kitchen in a reasonable time frame? Hi, this is Chris from Miller's Home Center in Baker City. Did you know that we specialize in custom cabinetry and all types of countertops? Grant County, we are here for you. In less than 2 weeks, I can help you with a free design consultation, including customizing your new cabinets or countertops. We can do it remotely or face-to-face here at Miller's Home Center in Baker City. Give me a call today at 541-523-6404 or visit us at millershomecenter.com. Bringing quality products at affordable pricing to Eastern Oregon.
Grant County has a logo, and Grant County Chamber of Commerce offers it on all kinds of swag. Hoodies starting at just $30, hats for $15, plus t-shirts, coffee mugs, lapel pins, stickers, and more. Stop by the Chamber office and have a look. While there, browse the publications and maps for things to do in Grant County and beyond. Help promote and support Grant County businesses. Purchase Grant County swag at the Chamber of Commerce office, 301 West Main John Day, and at selected Chamber member businesses.
We didn't forget about you. Now back to Logan Bajet and Coffee Time.
Yeah, we're back on Coffee Time with Tammy Blessing, the Resource Family Recruitment and Retention Champion at Department of Human Services. And Tammy, you're headquartered there out of Baker, is that correct?
Yes, I actually reside in Baker, and Baker County is one of the areas I cover, but I work with six different counties in eastern Oregon. I have Baker, Union, Wallowa, and then Harney, Grant, and Malheur counties. So a big area, but I get to do great work with your local folks right there in John Day.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you for mentioning that. And that is a pretty big umbrella that you covered. I'm sure you stay pretty busy at your job.
I absolutely do. As you know, that is a large area, and so there are some things during the pandemic that have not been wonderful for most of us, but being able to telework has really allowed me to have a geographic area where I can connect with a lot of folks without having to get in the car and spend a lot of time behind the wheel.
Sure. Yeah, I could definitely see how that could be advantageous for reaching out to so many different people, especially out here when we're just so spread out. So,
yes.
All right. Well, continuing on with our foster care conversation here, of course, May is National Foster Care Month. And just speaking around awareness, I wanted to run a few things by you, maybe just ask you, Tammy. Do you have anything at the top of your mind that maybe a foster child would encounter within their time going to being in a foster household? Something that's different than, I guess, a child who's been in the same family most of their life would encounter. So
yeah.
What do you think?
So, well, being a foster, you know, a child in foster care can be a hard thing to manage. Children encounter a lot of losses in their lives. That's really one of the reasons why child welfare is working so hard to try to maintain children in their own families whenever possible. We know that when children have to leave their family and leave their home, that it is traumatic for children. Sometimes when kids come into foster care, it means they've moved away from their parents. They've moved to a different home. Sometimes they've had to change schools. That can mean a transition and loss sometimes of teachers, other adults that are supportive in their lives, and their friends. So that's one of the reasons we're really recruiting right now, is we would love to be able to maintain children in their communities, their neighborhood, their school systems, so that they don't encounter all of those secondary losses that children can experience when they come into foster care.
Absolutely. And you mentioned your website a little earlier, and it seems like another online resource. And so if folks are just curious as to, you know, whether maybe they do or they don't fit as a foster family, is there just some preliminary information, I guess, that they could look at and say, oh, you know what, I think I could do this?
Yes. So the website is everychildoregon.org, and it talks about all of the ways that you can become involved in the foster care system. One of the things that we're recognizing right now is that not everybody could be maybe a certified foster family, but there are other ways that people can become engaged. There are ways to volunteer to provide for supports for families that are fostering. We also do local appreciation events and activities for families that are providing foster care. Mm. And we are working to be able to provide some more supportive services, such as Foster Parent Night Out, which is a way for other volunteers to come together and provide a fun evening out for foster children while their foster parents get a break and an opportunity to have a little reprieve for an evening. So there's lots of volunteer opportunities. We also need what are known as respite homes, and those are families that can provide short amount of foster care for children and give long-term families a break as well. So sometimes families may want to be away for the weekend or have a need to go out of town or be away for a few days, and respite families are able to step in and provide those short-term care for kids and provide extra support to our ongoing families.
Oh, excellent. And, you know, I guess I wasn't aware that was even an opportunity for folks. So maybe their kids have graduated or their grandkids are out of the house now and they just kind of miss that presence and looking after someone, they can sign up for that opportunity.
Yes, Yes, we have all kinds of ways for people to become engaged. Sometimes we need volunteers that can be approved through the Department of Human Services to do things like help with transportation. We have kids that need to maybe go to a medical appointment or a mental health appointment or extra needs for transportation to and from school if for some reason they're not placed in their school district. They went to a family that's outside of their school district. So there are all kinds of ways for people to become involved in supporting fostering.
Excellent. And again, everychildoregon.org, correct?
That is correct.
To find out on that. Excellent. Well, great.
Yes.
Thank you for mentioning that, Tammy. It's already time to take another break here for our sponsors, but we'll pick right back up on our conversation regarding National Foster Care Month in just a moment. We're on the show here with Tammy Blessing, a part of the DHS.
Don't go anywhere. Coffee Time will be right back.
The City of John Day has openings and wants you. Right now, there is an opening on the Planning Commission and three openings on the Budget Committee. Applications are available at City Hall or on the City website under Forms and Permits. The City of John Day is looking to fill these positions, and they want you to get active with what's happening in the City of John Day. Find an application today for all city openings at cityofjohnday.com and click the Forms and Permits button at the bottom of the page or call 575-0028 for more information.
The mission of Grant County Chamber of Commerce is to promote and support Grant County businesses and the local economy. They do this by advertising Grant County in several forms of media, awarding business enhancement grants to member businesses, offering transit room tax grants for county events that promote tourism, encouraging buying local with their Grant County greenbacks, and a whole lot more. Join today. Learn more at Grant County Chamber of Commerce, 301 West Main John Day, 575-0547.
Are you ready for a new kitchen in a reasonable time frame? Hi, this is Chris from Miller's Home Center in Baker City. Did you know that we specialize in custom cabinetry and all types of countertops? Grant County, we are here for you. In less than 2 weeks, I can help you with a free design consultation, including customizing your new cabinets or countertops. We can do it remotely or face-to-face here at Miller's Home Center in Baker City. Give me a call today at 541-523-6404 or visit us at millershomecenter.com. Bringing quality products at affordable pricing to Eastern Oregon.
Ed Staub & Sons deliver fuel oil and propane to the furthest reaches of Grant County and beyond. Dustin here. We deliver fuel to Long Creek, Monument, Seneca, Mitchell, Unity, even Hereford. We can even throw in a case of coolant, brake cleaner, shop towels, or other supplies on your next fuel delivery. Don't forget to call early so that you don't miss the next scheduled delivery to your area. Ed Staub & Sons, serving Grant County and beyond. 575-0804.
Don't worry, there's more Coffee Time coming your way. Now, here's Logan Bajet.
And we're back here on the show with Tammy Blessing, Department of Human Services Resource Family Recruitment and Retention Champion. And Tammy and I were just talking about how folks here locally can help out in foster care just with volunteering their time. There's also a monetary donation opportunities there. And speaking on being a foster family household, so Tammy, say I've done all of my research and I've figured out that, yes, I want to be a foster family, then what? What does that whole process look like?
Well, the very first process is I usually get to talk to families first, which I absolutely love, and to find out what their interest is, like what age range do they think they could foster, who do they think would fit well into their family, try to answer some questions up front for them. And then the next thing that I do is connect them with their local office and their local foster care certifier and help them get signed up for our core training. We are doing an excellent job of training families and just took on a whole new training curriculum that is being offered for the first time in May. So we have families just now signing up for our new core training, and that is being offered virtually at this time so that families can find a segment of training that fits with their work schedules and their lifestyle and try to get registered. And through those training opportunities, we're training families on how to parent children who've experienced trauma, how to support their birth families, how to understand the needs of kids that are unique that are coming into foster care. So we get them through that core training series and then have them work with their local foster care certifier on what we call a home study. Mm-hmm. And the home study is really a chance to get to know you as a family. If you have children, it's a good time for us to figure out what children may be a good match for you with your own children in the home and answer all the in-depth questions that you have about our process.
Wow. Well, you know what? All that makes perfect sense to me, and it sounds like if someone's interested, it's a fairly easy process to get started. You know, you just got to check through the boxes. Do you know about how many hours of training it is?
The training now is 8 modules, I believe. We're doing 8, and those are, you know, about 2 to 4 hours a piece. Mm. They are live with a live trainer and a group of people that you take the training as a cohort. So you're with other people that are coming on board and going through this experience together. And while the training is virtual, you're in real time and you can ask questions and get the material in the moment. So once somebody becomes certified, we ask that within the next 2 years, we do certification every 2 years, it renews, and then there's like a 30-hour training requirement over that next 2-year period. And we offer lots of different topic areas and specialized training for families to really get more in depth and meet the specific needs of maybe the children that they are fostering as well.
Okay, and I could imagine that curriculum evolves just, you know, as time goes along, and so it sounds like the latest is going to be starting in May, just this month.
Yes, just this month we're rolling out our new core training, and I'm super excited about it. It's a wonderful national model, and I think it's going to offer families a lot of solid information to get started.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for mentioning that, Tammy. We need to take one more break here for our sponsors. Then we'll come back. We can wrap things up regarding our conversation around National Foster Care Month. Thank you for coming on the show here with me. We're going to be back in just 2 minutes.
Don't touch that dial. Coffee Time will be right back.
Grant County has a logo, and Grant County Chamber of Commerce offers it on all kinds of swag. Hoodies starting at just $30, hats for $15, plus t-shirts, coffee mugs, lapel pins, stickers, and more. Stop by the Chamber office and have a look. While there, browse the publications and maps for things to do in Grant County and beyond. Help promote and support Grant County businesses. Purchase Grant County swag at the Chamber of Commerce office, 301 West Main John Day, and at selected Chamber member businesses.
Want a tankless water heater? Schedule a site check and bid at Ed Stobbinson's now and save big. Dustin here. For a limited time, purchase a Rinnai tankless water heater and get a rebate of up to $100 from Rinnai, a matching rebate from Ed Stobbinson's, plus 100 gallons of propane free. Yep, free. Call Ed Stobbinson's, 575-0804. For up to $200 off Rinnai tankless water heater, plus 100 gallons of propane free. Similar rebates on Rinnai infrared heaters and direct vent wall furnaces too. Ed Stobbinson's, 575-0804.
The City of John Day has openings and wants you. Right now, there is an opening on the Planning Commission and 3 openings on the Budget Committee. Applications are available at City Hall or on the City website under Forms and Permits. The City of John Day is looking to fill these positions, and they want you to get active with what's happening in the City of John Day. Find an application today for all city openings at cityofjohnday.com and click the Forms and Permits button at the bottom of the page or call 575-0028 for more information.
Are you ready for a new kitchen in a reasonable time frame? Hi, this is Chris from Miller's Home Center in Baker City. Did you know that we specialize in custom cabinetry and all types of countertops? Grant County, we are here for you. In less than 2 weeks, I can help you with a free design consultation, including customizing your new cabinets or countertops. We can do it remotely or face-to-face here at Miller's Home Center in Baker City. Give me a call today at 541-523-6404 or visit us at millershomecenter.com. Bringing quality products at affordable pricing to Eastern Oregon.
Don't worry, there's more Coffee Time coming your way right now. Here's Logan Bajet.
All right, and here we are. We're wrapping things up with Tammy Blessing, Department of Human Services Resource Family Recruitment and Retention Champion for the entire region. Tammy, thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me today.
You know what? It's been an excellent conversation, and I feel like I learned some. I hope our listeners did as well regarding foster care and just awareness around it. Now, is there anything in closing that we want to leave our listeners with?
I just want to thank all of the families that are providing foster care for our children there in Grant County. You are amazing, and we appreciate you. If anyone out there listening is interested in learning more about foster care or how to become involved, please go to everychildoregon.org, click on the foster care tab, and follow along with the form. We would love to talk to you directly.
Just like that. Awesome. Well, I appreciate you taking your time out of your morning and talking to all of us here about this subject that folks should probably be talking about more, right?
Absolutely. Thank you again, Logan.
You bet. Tammy Blessing, you have a great rest of your day. Everyone else listening, keep it tuned right here to The Morning Show. You've had it on Coffee Time.
Another episode of Coffee Time has come to an end, brought to you by Ed Staub & Sons. Opinions expressed during the show are not necessarily those of KJDY or the Elkhorn Media Group.